Well, hello people, this is Quick News Solo Man, and here's a story that's back in the news. It's about a Ukraine refugee, Femon, 22 years old, went to live at this guy's place with his wife or his partner, but that relationship pretty well died. She was wearing low-cut tops to try and get him, and as his other relationship had died, she got him. He left his partner and went off with her. Didn't last too long though, and now he's finished with her and she's going back to Ukraine apparently. Don't know what the guy's going to do now. Maybe he's going to go back with his old partner, biggest mistake he'd ever make. And all the Femons are all trying to say, oh, he's a cad, he's a terrible man, he's horrible. That's funny, that's what Femons do all the time, don't they? This is exactly what they do. They go from one flower to the other flower to the other flower. Keep it going, buddy. And besides, this Ukraine 22-year-old looks to be a very needy, clinging type Femon. Can look quite plain without all the makeup and the filters and the hair pieces and everything. Of course, the story's betrayed that both the Femons in his life are victims. And here's Katie Price, a bit of a floozy in our little UK. Now, she don't look too bad there, but that's all filters and hair pieces and makeup and God knows what else she's got false. And she's trying to tell people when she lost her virginity. Hey, Katie, who the hell cares? Oh, and that she says she's never had a one-night stand. Oh yeah, and I've never urinated in the shower. Goodbye, Katie. And I don't know why this Carl Vorderman keeps on handing the paper, trying to be a sexy sort of model of some sort. She's 61 years old and she thinks she's still got it. I'm sorry, Vorderman, but you don't have it, and I don't even know whether you did have it. And how about just acting your age, eh? Goodbye. And here's poor Kim Jong-un. And nobody seems to realise he's let off a couple of more rockets trying to get attention, but it's not working because of the war in Ukraine. It sure is hard to get attention nowadays, isn't it, Kim Jong-un? Have you got enough microphones there, by the way? Anyway, keep trying, somebody will notice you one day. And here's a breaking story about Loose Women, the programme for women. It's like The View, where all women just get together and talk a lot of bullshit, but one of them thought they'd have a day off today, and she called the other one a miserable bag. Well, well done, at least you got it right. But I don't expect this will be the norm, it will go back to the bullshit once again, I'm sure. But thank you for the moment of truth. And this dating guru says that a porn habit may wreck your sex life. That's just fake news, because there's no such thing as a dating guru. So goodbye, honey. And back by popular demand is the Femon with the phallus vagina and a lot of other alterations, and says she's having a great time, except she never knows what shoes she's wearing. Well, she seems to make a good table anyway. Anyway, goodbye. And here's just a picture of Solo Man, obviously when he was a younger man and tried out for the part in 007. Unfortunately, he didn't get the part because he was too butch. I think he would have made a great 007. Bit short, maybe. That's all the quick news for now, and thank you for listening.